Pure silicon is used as a photon detector. An incoming photon strikes the surface and goes inside the silicon and excites electrons that go from the valence band to the conduction band, and then that current is counted. We want to compute the number of electrons we would expect to count if a silicon detector is struck by a 1.04 MeV gamma ray that's produced by the decay of a cesium-136 nucleus. Then explain why the counting of electrons should be more precise if the detector is cooled well below room temperature. All right, so we're going to use silicon then as a detector to count gamma rays, to measure gamma rays. So we're going to have a silicon detector. And we're going to use as a photon detector. And silicon and germanium are both used like this, as photon detectors. Let's look at what we have. Let's draw the conduction band and the valence band. So let's say down here we have the valence band. And up here we have, say, the conduction band. And what happens is when the photon, the gamma ray comes in, it gives the electron here energy enough to go up to the conduction band where it can then be counted, the current. And this is, remember, called the band gap. And this band gap at around room temperature is about 1.1 electron volts. It does depend a little bit on temperature, and I think we have a table. So it takes 1.1 electron volt to excite an electron into the conduction band. So, and then we have a 1.04, is it, MeV gamma ray. So the number of electrons, and let's call it N, is simply going to be 1.04 MeV divided by 1.1 electron volt per electron. So it's going to take 1.1 electron volts to move one electron from the valence band to the conduction band, but we have 1.04 MeV, so we're going to just determine the number. And we have 10 to the sixth electron volts per MeV. So if we multiply this number out, we get 9.45 times 10 to the fifth electrons. And that's a pretty large number. And statistically, that's going to be a fairly large number. Now, what happens then at room temperature? At room temperature, there's going to be a very few electrons, but there will be some electrons that will just have a little bit of thermal energy. And so, you know, there won't be very many of those electrons up here in the conduction band. There might not be a few. And because these electrons have some energy, it won't always take 1.1 electron volts to excite an electron from the valence band, the conduction band. Now, if you cool the detector, this piece of silicon, down to very, very low temperatures, then the thermal energy is very, very small. And that's really what you want, because you want to have a very precise number. You want it to take precisely 1.1 electron volts to do this, because then you'll have very close to this number. At room temperature, or at higher temperatures, because of the thermal energies, it will vary a little bit. So in other words, at very low temperatures, you have a very clean peak, very sharp at low temperatures. But at room temperatures, higher temperatures, this peak tends to spread out a little bit. And the reason this is bad is because sometimes you want to be able to separate, say, a 1.04 MeV gamma ray from a 1.06 MeV gamma ray. In that case, you know, you may have another peak like that. But what happens is that peak then, you know, as it appears over here, would look like that. And so what you would get, you know, is something like that. And, you know, you won't really be able to separate this. So that's why almost all detectors like this actually are cooled to liquid nitrogen to very, very low temperatures.